Good morning to you, sir. Are you Mr. Jenkins?
I am, Your Honor.
And you're here on behalf of Ms. Jenkins?
I am, Your Honor.
You are the appellee?
That is correct.
Is there anyone here today on behalf of the appellant? I believe oral argument has been waived, so you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Justices, Chief Justice. We're here before the court today on a couple of matters with regards to this appeal. One is, it is my client's position that this court lacks jurisdiction to hear the appeal of the appellant. One, based on the fact that it is not a final appealable order, and second, we believe that the case is moot due to the appellant's paying the required purge plan set forth by the court in its order of contempt on July 6, 2017. Based on those two things, we believe that this court should dismiss the appeal of the appellant.
So why is it not a final appealable order?
According to case law, a final order in a contempt action is not a final order without a non-contingent sanction in the order. And here we in the order of July 6, 2017, we don't have a non-contingent sanction. What the court ordered was a purge plan, and for the appellant to pay the purge plan by a certain date, I believe it was July 31, 2017, and on that date, if it was not paid, he would be sentenced. And it gave a time for that hearing.
If he had been sentenced, wouldn't he still have held the keys to his jail cell by compliance?
Yes, Your Honor. We believe that...
So what do you mean by a non-contingent sanction? Well,
Your Honor, the fact that in the cases, and there's not a whole lot of them in Nebraska that deal with this particular issue, but in the cases that do deal with this issue, it has been short on explanation. The earliest case, Messinger versus Messinger, which is the site is 230 Neb 37 in 1988, was a very short opinion and did not address it specifically. But in that case, it specifically said finding of a contempt alone without a non-contingent order of sanction is not appealable. In Bramble, which was, I think, decided by this court recently, but was not published, it did go into some aspects of when a court orders a purge plan but reserves sanctions. And I think a non-contingent order or a non-contingent sanction would be one wherein it is clear to the person held in contempt that if they do not comply with the purge plan, they will be sanctioned. Whereas in this case and in the Bramble case, you had the court say, hey, here's the purge plan. We're going to give you a chance to comply with the purge plan. And if you don't, then depending on your noncompliance, we're going to sit that back down and determine what your sentence is.
But even if that was then proceeded to the sentence itself would still, in a civil contempt proceeding, have to allow the person being held in contempt to cure the contempt, right?
Correct, Your Honor.
All right.
And furthermore, Your Honor, and Justices, this court lacks jurisdiction based upon the mootness of this case. The judge handed down the purge plan in his order, and the appellant complied. There is no more case or controversy here. He complied with the purge order and relieved himself of any sentencing which may have been imposed upon him on the July 31st date.
So is it your position that someone, now that coercive civil contempt sentences are appealable under our current regime, someone has to, if they wish to appeal, has to not only engage the penalty, but they have to sit it out? Is that, can't they appeal and contest that, even though they paid to avoid the jail, that was paid under protest, wasn't it?
Well, Your Honor, I would question what it is they're appealing. If they're appealing, are they appealing the amount that they were ordered to pay? What are they appealing now that they've already paid, that they complied with? I don't know what they could possibly present before the court that would be a case or a controversy.
Well, let's step back a step. The underlying contempt was failing to transfer an insurance policy, right?
Correct, Your Honor.
And the insurance policy is lapsed, and consequently it can't be transferred any longer, right? So how would you characterize what the district court did in terms of relief trying to place the injured party whole? What is that? Is that contempt? Is that a partial sentence for contempt, or is that something different?
Well, Your Honor, it was contempt for not transferring the policy. And because the policy lapsed, the court ordered restitution of the value of that policy.
Okay, so restitution. What is that, a sentence for contempt, or is that something different?
That's something different.
And how would you characterize it? Where does it fit within the scope of our, or the framework of our law?
You know, Your Honor, I stand corrected. I don't know if it is something different in the sense that it is making the party whole for not following through on the order. If the appellee had received the policy as ordered in the decree, she would have had a policy in her hands valued at the amount that was ordered to be paid by the trial court in the contempt proceeding.
So it sort of sounds like damages.
Yes.
And how do damages fit into the framework of contempt?
Well, Your Honor, I think that it's perfectly within the, and I appreciate your question, and it's a good question. I think it's perfectly within the framework of the court to order restitution in a contempt proceeding, and it's happened, and it's been okayed by the courts for many years, even more recently in, I think it's pronounced Becker versus Becker, cited 299 Neb 206, where there was restitution in that case for the failing of the appellant for turning over certain marital items, and I think she got rid of them. I don't know what exactly happened to the marital items. I think it was a microwave and refrigerator, and the court ordered them to. Court ordered her to pay restitution.
Backing up to the theory that was commenced in this, which was contempt, right? There was a purge plan, but the purging became impossible. The actions required to purge. So did or did not the contempt proceeding just vaporize?
Upon?
Can't the terms of purging became impossible?
The terms of purging became impossible?
Yeah.
In this case? I don't, as far as handing over the actual policy?
Is that correct?
No, well, during the contempt proceeding.
So if this hypothetical,
sure.
if the actions required to purge became impossible, then the court may employ a different tool, such as restitution.
Correct. And as far as, well, I mean, it became evident during the contempt proceedings that the policy had lapsed. I don't know if that was necessarily known to all the parties at the time prior to the proceeding. There was evidence of several communications.
So is it undisputed in this record that the policy lapsed?
It is undisputed.
On this record?
Correct.
That the policy lapsed?
Correct.
So a contempt to force somebody to do things about that policy becomes an impossibility?
Correct.
Okay.
You're right, Your Honor. Yes, you know, if he can't turn over the policy as directed under the decree, then the court has to resort to other measures in order
Getting back to Justice Castle's line of questioning, maybe you can make up for a perceived error with money.
Yes.
As far as the mootness issue goes, weren't these payments made under the protection of a supersedeas, perhaps? It's discussed, anyway.
I don't believe there was a supersedeas bond proceeding or one entered, not that I'm aware of on the record. I'm not aware of a supersedeas bond entered in this record. If you look at the supplemental transcript, he paid the attorney fees, he paid the purge plan, he paid all that to our client.
Are we putting somebody in a basically impossible situation? You're going to have bad consequences if you don't purge like I tell you to. But they can't appeal that? Aren't they treading on risky ground and saying, well, I'm going to appeal, I'm not going to pay that?
Well, Your Honor, I believe they're, they've already, no, I don't, because they've had their moment before the court to determine whether they were in willful violation of the decree. And once the court determines that they're in willful violation and they're given a chance to either purge, you know, either do A or we're going to impose B on you, I think that's a valid choice that they have. And if they really are, believe that the trial court was in error, then they don't pay. And when at the time of the sentencing, they get sentenced, they can appeal at that point and ask the court for leave of the for the sentence to be delayed while under appeal. I mean, they have remedies, they have ways to go about it without having any adverse consequences to themselves during the process of appeal.
What was the threat here? Was it jail? Is that?
Your Honor, I don't know. We never got to that point because he paid the purge plan. So we never got to that point, and I believe he appealed. The appeal was prior to July 31st date of sentencing as well.
So where does that leave the status of the trial court's case? Is it over? You say there's no final order.
I don't believe there is a final order because we haven't reached the July 31st hearing yet to determine whether he followed through on the purge plan or not, and whether there will be a sentencing or not. So in that sense, yes, it's quite clear to me and our client that that there is not a final appealable order in this instance.
But if it's moot here, it's moot there?
Correct. In the alternative.
Alternative to what?
Alternative to being, if the court deems it to be a final appealable order.
I see. So what is your ultimate argument here then? Is this not a final appealable order or is it moot?
I think ultimately we would rely on the fact that it's not a final appealable order because...
So conceivably something could still happen down in the trial court?
Conceivably, yes.
What impact does the motion to reconsider or the motion to vacate have on our analysis, if any?
The motion to reconsider that they filed after the contempt order?
And then a separate motion to vacate, correct?
Yes.
What effect do those have on our analysis?
I don't believe they have any effect other than tolling the time of appeal. And maybe I'm not following your question completely.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will go on to the next case of the day, which is